Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, good afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. We've got the Marksman Quartet singing Testimony on aisle five, and right after this, we'll go directly into the message.
Well, he stacks the shelves and mops the floor down at the local grocery store. He's been a Christian for some time, and he's just not the silent kind. Yeah, he's so saved, he's not ashamed. If the Spirit moves, he's not to blame. Some say he's a little overboard. He just really loves the Lord. Testimony on aisle five.
Testimony on aisle five.
Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on aisle five.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on aisle five.
He couldn't hold it in, had to let it out. Need a clean up on aisle nine, but testimony's on aisle five. Well, it works real hard, but now and then he's got to tell them where he's been, how he was lost, but now he's found. And it just don't matter who's around. He's already on the boss's list. Yeah, just might lose his job for this. But he says, I'll work for free today. There's just some things I gotta say. Testimony on our five.
Testimony on our five.
Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on our five.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on our five.
He couldn't hold it in and I let it out.
Testimony on our
five. Well, they need a clean up on aisle nine, but testimony's on aisle five. Well, before you reach the checkout line, just follow the bread and pastry sign. Just park your cart and hang around and hear the old-time gospel sound. Testimony on aisle five. Wants the world to know that God's alive. Jesus saves, he lets them know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on Alpha.
He couldn't hold it in and I let it out.
Testimony on Alpha.
Well, they need a clean up on aisle nine, but testimony's on Alpha.
Today, as we begin part three of the message, I'd like to read Proverbs chapter number 20. The Bible says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We're speaking about those that are deceived by the bottle in the areas of drunkenness. Can I tell you, you're deceived when you get to the place where that first drink becomes a second. You're deceived when that, amen, preacher. You're deceived, friend, when you get to the place where it's so numb now, it's no big deal, when now it becomes a social thing, now it becomes an accepted thing. That's where we're at now. Look, you go in a bunch of churches in this area, and drunkenness is okay. But can I tell you, the Bible's against it, and amen, we ought to stand on what the Bible said, not what we think. Amen. The Bible said that we're unwise if we go that way. You'll not be wise, but when it comes to the Bible says this, if you go by the way of the bottle, you're not going to be wise. You're not wise because of its outcomes. You're not wise because of its sorrows. You're not wise because of its consequences. Now, I want you to take your Bible now and go to Proverbs chapter number 23. Am I still in the Word of God? Amen. I'm still a Bible preacher. Amen. Look at chapter number 23 for just a moment. I want you to see some of the consequences that's laid out because of drunkenness. The Bible says over in verse number 29, are you with me? Take your pen and make sure you underline this. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that seek mixed wine. Look not upon the wine when it's red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. And he said, who hath sorrow? Who, in other words, who's got sadness? Who's got depression? Who's got some of these things that's happened? Who's got that thing? Listen, I'm going to tell you, though, those people, man, that get in this state where they're low, guess where they go? They're deceived. They think this is going to be my fix. It's going to be my cure. It's how I'm going to get out of my problems. Bible says, friend, you're unwise. You're making the wrong decision. You're making the wrong choice. Don't take your depression to the bottle. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. He's the only one that's going to help you, friend. You see what the devil's doing? The devil's taking you to a place where you find temporary relief. But friend, can I tell you something? Whenever it's done, the headache's back. The sorrow's still there. The woe is still upon you. But if you'll go to Jesus, friend, he's not just a cure for the moment. But can I tell you this? He's a cure for eternity. Amen. He'll help you through that situation. He'll walk hand in hand with you. If you'll just love on him through it, he'll help you through it. And he goes on to say this. Who hath contentions? The bottle will cause you to have disagreements. I think about the mamas and the daddies that are strung out on alcoholism, that's had disagreements, throwing plates and spoons and forks, and kids are hearing them speak ungodly to each other. Can I tell you, that's what the bottle will do this morning. That bottle will bring you to this place. It'll make you unwise. And then he goes on and speaks about this babbling. Who hath babbling? Babbling's related to your speech. We know when someone drinks, it affects their speech, amen. The mouth and the tongue becomes unruly. It becomes unguarded. They're spewing things out of their mouth they would not normally say. They're unreasonable. I had someone come to my house, it's been some time back, and they come to my house, and you guys don't know who they are. They came to my house, and they were lit. Couldn't even ration with them at all. I was trying to give them the gospel, but was not receive it. Why? Because they had been deceived by the alcohol. And I tell you, Satan's looking to deceive you this morning. I'm not going to go that way, preacher. Stay away from it, amen. Who hath wounds without a cause? In other words, they fight and they fall unnecessarily. Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, and they that seek mixed wine. Look not upon it. Now listen, he says this, look not upon the wine when it's red and when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. What's he saying? What's he talking about? Fermentation. So if it's wine before it ferments, I'm trying to tell you that a lot of people try to use a miracle in the New Testament to say that Jesus drank wine. You're wrong, friend. There's no way that our Lord and our Savior, holy, holy, listen to me, holy, would ever take water and turn it to a fermented state, friend. How long did that miracle take place anyhow? It took place instantly. He turned water into wine, right? They said, this ain't the worst stuff you got. This is the best we've ever had, amen. He said, praise God, that thing is, it's like it was freshly squeezed right from the grape, amen, right into the cup. We've never tasted anything this good. He's not referring to that of fermentation. Don't look, you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because the Bible said it's wrong right there in that one aspect, and he would not come across in another aspect and say, okay, it's okay right here. Don't look at it when it's fermented, walk away. He's telling us, giving us warning. Notice what verse 32 says. At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. It biteth like a serpent or like a snake, and it stings like an adder, a viper, a venomous snake. I'll ask you this morning, mothers. How many mothers I got in the building? Amen. Raise your hand real high so I can see you. I want to ask you something, mama. How many daddies I got in here? Amen. How many of you guys love your kids? You'd die for them, amen. If there's a little old serpent come in your kids out there playing in the yard, and that little old serpent slithers up there, and you see it getting closer to the youngin', are you going to let your kid play with that? What you going to do? I'm going for the axe handle, pray. I'm going for the hoe head, amen. I'm going for the shovel. You say, what you going to do? I'm going to take the venom out of his mouth, amen. I'm going to take his head off. But yet you'll let your teen kid leave the house with people who you know are not right with God. And you'll let them hang around them same youngins. Right. And you'll let them flirt with the world. Yep. And you'll let them have their little toddies. And you'll let them get out there, man, and try their little wine coolers. Can I tell you, you're letting your kid play with a serpent.
That's right, brother.
And they're going to get bit, friend. Yes, you say, preacher, I don't like that kind of preacher. I'm trying to help you, friend. Listen, I'm trying to make you wise. Yep. I'm trying to give you some instruction from the Word of God. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you, amen. That bottle will deceive you. It'll trick you, it'll cheat you, it'll swindle you. Don't be deceived by the allurements of the bottle this morning. Satan's using this trick to deceive you. Ain't no big deal, preacher. One night was at youth camp. Never will forget this. Remember, the dangers of drunkenness is that it deceives you. Never will forget this. Preacher came in, I didn't know him. Preacher came in, he's talking about a family. And this family had this... They'd bought them a little old python. It wasn't big, you know, at the time. And they put it in the living room and had a big aquarium there. And every night they got thrills by feeding it mice. They'd feed it every day. Well, naturally, when things, you know, are fed daily, they're not baby anymore. They get bigger, amen. And they grow and they get bigger. Family had a little old youngin'. Had it tucked in the crib, and sometimes they'd get that python out and they'd play with it from time to time. They come home one night and the python was out in the living room. It got to where the place where it outgrown the aquarium, and it's slithering up the sides of that aquarium, and it popped the screen top off, and it ended up in the living room. Happened two or three times, and they'd pick the python up, put it back in the aquarium. They'd begin to get the discussion. You know, we might need to do something. He's getting bigger now, and we may need to do something about this. You know, he keeps getting out, and we may need to do something. I'll tell you something this morning, drunkenness will cause you to be deceived. What starts little will end big. One night while they were all sleeping and tucked into bed, python come out of the aquarium, went into the nursery, climbed up in the crib, wrapped itself around the baby, and does what pythons do, constricted that baby right to death. Mom and daddy got up the next morning and found their baby dead as a doornail and that serpent sitting right next to it. Can I tell you this morning, that's what the bottle will do to you. That bottle will deceive you. You say, preacher, I don't like this. I don't like it either. But can I tell you something? I know that it's the truth this morning. And the Bible said the truth shall make you free. And I want you to know this morning, don't you be deceived by the bottle.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.